What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to VXG Vision and Grind, the one and only podcast that merges fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture. And you are rocking with your host, the one and only Mr. Double Love. Welcome in, y'all. What's goody? What's happening? Welcome to the show. Glad to have y'all locked in for another episode. Man, oh man, where to even begin? I'm glad to be able to sit down here and just shoot the shit with y'all, man. This is one of the few times in my day where it's almost like unhinged. It just feels like things can just flow and I don't have to think about anything. I can just turn the mic on and get busy. Yesterday was my wife's birthday. And I don't know, I take a lot of pride in just being able to just make a day for her. You know what I mean? Like, I just think every man, once you get to like the true understanding of how amazing it is being a husband, you take a lot of pleasure in doing these things for your wife, like making her day just amazing. And not just on her birthday, not just on special occasions, but just in general, just start to feel that way. It brings me a lot of joy. So I feel good. I'm able to bring that positive energy here to today's episode. So thank you for locking in. Listen, speaking of locking in, y'all have been locked in with the podcast. I started this at the beginning of this year. So, I mean, you've been rocking with me for almost a year now. We've been doing this consistently. And I just, you know, every episode you hear me say thank you. I hope you know I'm not full of shit. Like, I'm truly thankful that y'all are locking in with the podcast. I need y'all to do me a favor, though. Well, two favors. Number one, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, do that right now. Just wherever you're listening to this on, just hit the subscribe button. Like, it's that simple. And then go do a 5-star review for me. That's all one thing. All right. But the second thing, I am putting a lot of effort into building my YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel, this is just everything about me. It is fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture. So you're going to get different content. You're going to start to see the video versions of these podcasts. So if you like to see my face when I'm talking for whatever reason, you'll be able to lock in with that. But there's also going to be exclusive content, going to be vlogging and just, I don't know, man. I really want to open the doors to my life and just, you know, Lord forbid if something happened to me, I wanted my life to be a story that someone can look at and be inspired by. You know what I mean? Like I get a lot of inspiration. I love watching documentaries. I get a lot of inspiration and just, I love watching stories unfold of when like that motherfucker was nothing and just through perseverance and just continuing and you see the steps and you see the improvement and like that polished product that you see in front of you that you enjoy and that you look forward to. It wasn't always that. And that's what I want to leave with this podcast here and the YouTube channel and just a wealth of content so that number one, you can get to know me, but number two, you can get comfortable with sharing your story and sharing what you're about because that there's a lot of power in that. There's a lot of power in owning who you are and laying that out there because I saw this one time. It was this experiment where everybody in the room had a candle, but one person had a lighter. And they were like, you can only use the lighter on your candle, but we need everybody else's candle to be lit. So how does that work? Well, simple. I light my candle, then I use my candle to light another candle. And then you use your candle to light another candle, I light another candle, and we all do that. Next thing you know, everybody's fire is lit. Well, that's how it works with this type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, you see me putting my energy out there, and then you do the same thing, and you're able to touch a life, and then that person flips a switch, and they're able to touch a life. And next thing you know, like, we have infected and affected a large group of people in just the ability to grow mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, like all that shit. That's what I'm about right here. So thank you for listening to my rant. Thank you for tapping in. Welcome to today's show. Today is, I have a topic that I want to talk about and it's very important as far as the fitness space goes, but it bleeds into other areas, especially into entertainment. So what I'm talking about right now is is someone natural or not? And does that matter? Like, does that matter in the big picture? So when I talk about natural, I'm talking about in the realm of cosmetics, you know, and as it relates to fitness. So, of course, we know, like, you can get cosmetic surgery to get your nose done, get your chin done, your cheeks and your face, like, whatever, okay? We're not talking about that. I'm talking about enhancing your appearance physically, your physical body, and does that matter, like, in the big picture? So, tap in for today's episode, because it's going to be a wild ride. So there's so many lanes that we can pick to start with this. And I don't want to single anybody out because there's so many perpetrators on so many levels. But the number one thing that I want to talk about first and foremost is performance enhancing drugs. Okay. Because it's becoming very prevalent. It's becoming a thing. Now, I grew up a sports fan and a professional wrestling fan. So I get it. Like, our idols were always bigger than life, literally. Like, these niggas were huge. Hulk Hogan, huge. Like, these cats were huge, and we wanted to be like that. And, you know, when you're a kid and you're watching Hulk Hogan, you know what I'm saying, say your prayers, take your vitamins. Is that all I got to do to be like you? But, you know what I'm saying, getting older, and we look at The Rock, and we look at a lot of these influencers online, and they have these, like, ridiculously sculpted bodies. And if you've been in the industry or even just around fitness for any length of time, you can spot that shit. Like, you know. But is there anything wrong with that? So, you know, my immediate answer is, like, no. But I think that we need to be very clear and honest about this shit. Because, like I said, I don't think there's any, you do whatever you want to do with your body. That's your body. You do whatever you want to do with your body. My thing is, don't cap. Don't lie about it. Don't mislead people, especially if you're in the fitness industry, especially if you are selling products and services. Like, just don't be a bitch, man. Don't sit up here and lie. Like, there's too many people that did that. Like, earlier this year, we did the whole Liver King thing and just whatever. And it was just nonsense, right? Like, do we care? Like, if the Liver King came out and was like, look, I am pumping my veins full of all this shit. I wasn't a fan of Liver King anyway. Okay, now I'm really not. Okay, like, to me, I think it's just the forthrightness. Like, if you want to use your body as a test subject to see how big you can get, that's great. If somebody asks you what you put in your system, don't you dare sit up here and say you're natural. You're a goddamn liar. And that's what makes this whole thing bad, especially when you're an influencer, somebody who has a significant following, and you're preaching these things, and you are talking about a lifestyle and talking about creating a body and even offering programs and solutions, but you yourself use performance enhancement drugs in order to get where you are. I just think it's so out of integrity. And to me, like, it just, nah, like, that part we could do without, okay? But if you want to do it with your body, I'm not placing judgment on anybody who wants to do that shit. It's when, again, you start misleading people. I will say, though, with an asterisk right there, if you are a person who does this shit and you're open about it and you have a following of especially young men who want to achieve the same physique that you have, don't be like, look, man, I just hate the idea of us promoting things that can cause long-term damage to our bodies for short-term gratification. This is stupid. It's fucking dumb. So if you're that person who wants to make your shoulders look ridiculously big and not fit in a t-shirt because that's what you want to do, good on you. Go do it. Bye. Go over there. But if you start to promote it and you're starting to get other people, you know what I'm saying, interested in doing that themselves, I just think it's faulty. And we need to dead that, okay? So that's where I stand with the performance enhancement drugs. If a person is natural, I don't care. Like I told you, I've been in the fitness industry long enough to be able to look at somebody and be like, that motherfucker's enhanced. Like, I can do that. I can do that. And 9 times out of 10, I'll be correct. But it's not a conversation that you have. Like, I'll never walk up to somebody and be like, yo, you shooting? Like, It's none of my fucking business. It doesn't matter. I'll make the assumption. And if it is, you know, it is what it is. But it's when somebody like that, again, I'm just repeating myself at this point, but like, you know, you see it. Like, you'll see somebody with just insane vascularity and just abnormally huge shoulders and all that. And you look at it and be like, okay, well, okay. You know, and then you'll see like on their Instagram bio, it says natural athlete. And you're like, get the fuck out of here. Like, for real? Like, you don't need to do that. But, you know, we can have the other conversation. There are times when, you know, testosterone treatment is necessary. And you know, but that's between you and your doctor, okay? And if you're doing it for aesthetic purposes, if you're doing it just to look the part, you know the smoke that comes with that. At least I hope you do, okay? Moving forward, though, that's not the only area where we talk about natural, okay? Let's go to the ladies. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The BBL. So the BBL and any similar procedure, cosmetic procedure, again, do what you want to do with your body. It's yours. It's again in perpetuating this idea that you achieve that through hard work. When, okay, that could be true. You worked your ass off for the money and then you went to the doctor and got the. Okay, cool. But again, it's the same conversation. It does not, it rubs me the wrong way when these people start selling products and services that promote or give the idea that someone can achieve that without going through the cosmetic surgery. Like, you can't sell a booty program helping people get a bigger booty when you got your bigger booty from Dr. Miami. Like, don't play. That's the shit that I'm talking about right there. And again, like, if you want to do it, it's completely up to you. And again, in the industry, I can spot it from a mile away. Like, I know what it looks like. I do. I know what it looks like. I am so fed up with the culture promoting these avenues in, you know, as a alternative for doing the fucking work. Like, it's not an alternative. Like, it's not either I'm going to go to this gym and put in the work or I'm going to get the booty surgery. There should be no lane like that. Like, in my personal opinion, the booty surgery is what you do when you're lazy or impatient. Like, seriously, that is what it is. It's different than the tummy tuck, where you might have excess skin. You might have a bigger stomach and need that gastric bypass surgery. Like, that's different, okay? And I got a lot of respect for those that get, like, the bariatric surgeries because they outright say it. Like, there's a community of people who they share their stories and they share everything that's going on with you know what I'm saying? Their journey getting the surgery and how much weight they lost. And I mean, like, I love that. I love that they had the procedure. They made the choice to have the procedure. And then they're forthright about everything. Because then somebody else who is like, I've been considering this surgery, can see the pros and cons. And there's nobody out there that's just like, I did this the natural way when they got that surgery under their belt. I'm all about that. Again, it's the deception that really gets to me. So as a consumer, like, I'm very interested to see where people stand on this, because I mean, you look at somebody like The Rock, right? Like, The Rock makes a living off of his physique and his appearance, right? How does he keep up with that in his 50s? Are we going to sit up here and say he's a natural athlete? I don't know the man. But I've heard him say that he's a natural athlete. And my first thought is like, get the fuck out of here. But at the same time, I see how this man trains. So I don't know his business. If he's, you know, lying and trying to make it look like he's natural when he's not. I mean, it's just stupid. It's just dumb. It's like going to fucking jump in a pool of blue paint. And then walking around telling people you're not blue. Like, motherfucker, we see you're blue. Like, why even try to play that off, man? Like that's the whole point that gets to me. So when it comes to any of these like performance enhancements or taking your physique to the next level through a cosmetic process, like seriously, I think that we gotta separate like ourselves from that. We gotta be like, okay, it's a caricature. You know what I mean? Like it's not achievable naturally. And so people will take that extra step, to make that happen for themselves. That's their personal choice. Okay. Now, as a consumer of fitness content, like you just gotta be very careful about who you allow to influence you. Cause you have power in that shit, man. You could stop following these motherfuckers, man. If you don't appreciate being lied to, if you don't appreciate that, you know what I mean? But we've got this whole culture of people injecting themselves and being very like open and braggadocious about it. And then these niggas are dying young in their 30s and shit, man. Like, you know, or they're having like heart issues in their 40s and 50s, man. Like, is that really worth it? Is that really worth it to, you know, enjoy a little bit of the attention and the notoriety that comes along with having this incredible physique in your 20s if you're sacrificing like your 30s and 40s and you might not even make it to your 50s? Is that worth it? Like, ask yourself that shit, man. Because when I first got into the fitness industry, I made a declaration to myself that I would never touch any of that shit. And the two things, and this could sound as superficial as it's going to sound, but I did not want hair loss and I didn't want my balls to shrink. And that's why I didn't fuck with that stuff. Now, does your hair fall out or your balls shrink? Is that a direct correlation to using steroids, anabolics, performance enhancement drugs? I don't know. I've heard things, I've seen things, you know, but I don't know that to be a fact. I just know that, look, if we flip in a coin, you know what I'm saying? I'm making this safe choice. I'm just, you know, if that is a consequence of those actions, I'm going to stay on this side of the fence because I don't want that for myself. And I don't, you know, I don't want heart failure. And there's no reason. Listen, you got to think about this too, man. Like, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it for likes and comments and shit? Are you doing it for attention? Are you doing it to be more attractive to ladies and all that? Ladies, are you doing that to be more attractive to men? Is it just something that you wanted? I know. Ladies, like, booties are the thing. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants an ass. Go earn it, man. Go eat, go squat, you know what I mean? Go do your glute bridges. Go put in the work, man. And the thing is, it's like and there's always gonna be like the different levels to it. You've got women who have that body type naturally, that don't have to do anything. They just stand upright and they got a booty. Then you got people who worked for it, who will be in the gym. Listen, goddamn, I'll be in the gym. And I'd say 90% of the women that are in the gym are doing cable kickbacks and they're on the Smith machine doing, you know what I'm saying, glute bridges and squats and everything possible to get a booty. And I'm just like, go ahead. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. So you got that, and then you got women that ain't got no butts. And there's always gonna be a lane for that. I remember watching the fucking videos from the 80s, like the workouts and the Jane Fondas of the world. They ain't flat. Flat was a thing. And now, you know, having a round, some firm or jiggly, I don't know what you want. You know what I mean? But if you go from flat to having that, and you know what I'm saying, you haven't conditioned your body, it's not gonna look right. And let's not even talk about, man, we haven't even talked about, especially so for the women that are getting the BBLs and that particular cosmetic surgery, like the dangers behind that, man. Like, is that worth it to you? Is it worth it to you to, you know what I'm saying, go under the knife and potentially put your life in danger to achieve a look that, again, let's be honest, like, we know. And I'll tell you straight up how you can tell a BBL. You can tell a BBL if you look at the difference between the actual butt and the legs. If there's a significant jump in size between the glutes and the legs, especially in the hamstrings, because somebody who has a muscle butt, as you would call it in the gym, you cannot exclusively target your glutes without getting the rest of your leg. It's just going to happen. You're going to have a roundness, and then it's going to work its way into your hamstring. So if there's a separation there, if it's too, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't see, if you can't see what I'm doing on the video, but like, if it's too, like, round, like a pea, then, you know, we know. Okay. Does it matter? It doesn't. It doesn't. You just know, like, it just is what it is. When you get cosmetic surgery, I'm out here in South Florida, man. Boca Raton is like 15 minutes that way. Okay. Have you ever seen a Boca face? It is what it is. It's exactly what it is. And you look at a person, you're like, okay, yeah, they've had plenty of cosmetic surgery, the lip fillers and the high cheekbone, like all of that shit. Nothing against you at all. Do your thing, sweetheart. But the thing is, it's noticeable. It is noticeable for anybody. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, if you want to achieve a particular look and you don't want to go under the knife, you don't have to. I get it. As you get older, you want to retain some of your youth. You want to look a particular way. Have at it. This is your business. I don't think in the big picture it matters, as long as you're not deceiving people, and especially if you sell a product or service and you're not lying. That's the biggest part. Just don't lie about it. That's the biggest part about that shit. You know, if you understand the health risks that are associated with these particular performance enhancements or cosmetic surgeries, and you continue to do them, that's on you. If anything happens, you know what I'm saying? That is completely on you. So at the end of the day, I just really want to hammer in the point that it doesn't matter whether somebody is natural or not. It's not a knock on their character. Doesn't mean they're a good or bad person. Nothing like that. It just is what it is. Okay. But own that shit. Own it. Again, it doesn't have to be who you are, but just don't lie about the shit, man. That's my stance on it. Because we have so many people online, and my heart goes out to the younger people who just don't get it. Like, the younger people who just don't understand that, like, this short-term gratification that you get from, you know, taking these PEDs, the short-term gratification that you get from the BBLs and all of these things, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it. I think it's a waste of your money. But, you know, who the fuck listens to me, man? You, who's on this podcast? That's really it. So I implore you to take a stand, man. To, like, look, again, it doesn't matter if somebody wants to do this. And we have to make this clear as a culture that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if a person chooses to do this. So because it doesn't matter, you have absolutely no reason to cover it up. You've got no reason to lie about it. You've got no reason to mislead people. And maybe it looks really good on you. Maybe it really does. That's great. You can be open and honest about it. Just like you're going, like, it's, I'm sure at one point it was taboo, but right now, like, if a woman walks in with fake titties, and she'll be the first one to tell you, like, nah, these are fake. I bought these. And we don't care. You know, if you don't like fake titties, that's your thing, you know. But, you know, and I get it too. I remember I had a friend, his wife at the time was, she had gotten a job and just, it came up on a lot of money. And she was, you know, skinny and flat chested. And she was like, I'm getting a boob job. Like, that's what she wanted. It made her feel better. It made her more confident. She got them titties. And then she left that nigga. Hey, that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? Her confidence went up. She was getting more attention and, you know, she just went in a different direction. That's not what happens. But my fucking point is that she did it because it was something that made her feel better. If you want to get a booty enhancement and go through the procedure because it makes you feel better, I hope you feel better. I really do. The same thing with, you know, with putting the needles in and all that shit. If it makes you feel better, I'm reluctant to say it with that one, but if it makes you feel better, have at it. You know what I mean? So I hope you guys had at least a little perspective change when it comes to, you know, whether someone's natural or not. Like, we have this argument all day long. You'll see somebody posing on TikTok and showing off their body, and in the comment section it'll be like, anything is possible. And it's like, who cares, man? Like, if this motherfucker, but if they put natural athlete on their shit, then you're a goddamn liar. And we gotta call you out on that shit. Cause we don't need that. We don't need that energy in our space, in the fitness space, in anything. I mean, goddamn it, politics. We don't need liars and bullshitting people. Entertainment. We don't need liars. We don't need people who are, you know what I'm saying, fast at the mouth, you know what I'm saying, trying to talk us out of our money. We just don't need that. We've got enough of bullshit to deal with in our day. And if we come to you for inspiration and you inspire us, that's great. Because here's the thing, like, if you are taking performance enhancement drugs, anabolics, you know, any of that stuff, you still got to go work. You still got to hit that gym. You know what I'm saying? So we still show you love for the work that you're putting in. It's just, you know, it's been enhanced. You know what I mean? And we just hate to see, you know, people passing away from this shit, man. I really don't like that part of it, man. That shit rubs me the wrong way. So if you are in a place where you are just kind of deciding, like, I don't know if I want to do this shit, hold on real quick. Don't do anything that is going to cause like permanent changes to your life until you have committed yourself to the long term. Like, look, if you gave yourself 3 months in a program and were just like, I'm going to go get a BBL, fuck it. I mean, you ain't really did shit. Give me some years. Give me some significant time that you have put into working towards this goal before you tell me you're going to just dash out and go do the other thing. It's on you, man. But for those that do want the help, for those that do know that they want to do it the natural way and you might not know the pathway to get there, I'm inviting you. Go to vxgperformance.com. Take a look at the services we offer. Apply for one-on-one coaching. We'll have a conversation. And if I can help you get to where you are or get from where you are to where you want to be, you're fucking right, I'm going to help you. I'm going to do everything in my power to get you there. Because here's the thing, man, at VXG Performance, we focus on body recomposition through functional strength training and customized nutrition plans. Now, that is the pathway to success. It's some sort of strength training, dialing in your nutrition, and then it's adherence over time. That's what gets you that. And just making sure that we're tweaking and making adjustments in order to get you there and to destroy plateaus, making sure that you're getting the results that you're looking for. So if that's what you're into, if you want to change your body and you want to do it the right way, and then after listening to this, you've decided, I'm not fucking with no needles, I'm not getting cut, none of that shit, I'm here for you. Reach out, vxgperformance.com. Fill out the application. We also got grind season for the fourth quarter coming up starting October 2nd. So at the time of recording this is August 31st. So in about a month, we're going to be jamming out like that. I'm looking forward to bringing a new round of people in. We're going to get that energy popping. Yo, before I cut loose, man, I got to tell you about the last grind season because it just ended this past Sunday. Holy shit, man. We got people in here losing 20 plus pounds. We got people who've shifted their mindset around nutrition, people who have defeated their own demons as far as consistency and honoring their word. Like, there are so many breakthroughs that have happened in this program, and I'm looking forward to creating new breakthroughs, more results, grind season. So if you want to join the community and be a part of the bigger picture, go to grindseason.com. That's GRNDSZN.com. Sign up for the next round, secure your spot. We're going to be kicking off. In the meantime, I need you to keep your eyes on your vision and your mind on the grind. Let's go.